You know, here's another element that I believe has been left out of the conversation. The radiation from Fukushima, which is what I think is one of the main health effects that you might actually be able to do a lot about in order to protect yourself with. You know, you can take iodine and what the turmeric. Anybody else here like curry? I like curry. You know, a little bit of turmeric in there is good for you. Bit of ginger, some garlic, rosemary, simple things which cleanse radiation out of your body.
Cilantro is very good for radiation.
Well, that's pretty sharp of you, Vinny. You know, because, yes, Fukushima should still be a concern for all of us
worldwide. It has not gone away.
Yeah, yeah. But this is what I do with turmeric, because you mentioned it. I take organic turmeric that I get, you know, in the bulk foods, and I put them in these capsules, and I take these capsules that you can get, fill them up with turmeric, and I put them in this cocktail of supplements I take every day because of its great effects for anti-cancer, and it chelates a lot of good things or bad things out of the body.
Yeah, that's what I call people with Richard that have cancer, turmeric.
It has a lot of properties. Turmeric blocks the inflammation, NFK beta. The other issue, of course, was iodine you mentioned, Vinny, and that is the iodine isotopes 131 are being released at massive amounts, and they come in plumes across different water and land masses. It does have a short half-life. It's only about 8 days, but the iodine radiation poisoning in Japan is going out of control, and they're not able to. You can measure this, but it's not stopping the exposure to the iodine radioactive isotopes, not to mention the tritium and the plutonium. These are things that obviously we're going to have to prepare ourselves as a population in America and throughout the world, depending on, you know, where your location is. You're more susceptible to it due to the way that these plumes come across the ocean. But as a general rule, diatomaceous earth was mentioned. It's a silica mostly. It's a negative charge, and you can do this, although it shouldn't be done for everybody in every situation, because it is a chelator, and it can be useful to help neutralize positive charge and help the oxygen, by the way. Oxygen supplementation is very effective. Everything you eliminate in the form of a toxin has to be combined with oxygen, carbon dioxide, okay? Whether you sweat it out, defecate, and you breathe it out, anything that comes out of you in the form of a toxin has to be combined. So a good resource of oxygen therapies is Ed McCabe. He put a book out called Flood Your Body with Oxygen. And radiation is mentioned, but we have to realize that radiation can be in anything. It can be in the water, it can be in the food, it can be in the air. So we're doing preparation by taking iodine, for example. Just a lot of people are taking seaweed. If it's a clean source, it's a good way of protecting your thyroid from the iodine isotopes. So as a general rule, we all should be doing, and this is something that we mentioned three months ago, and Karen, you remember this when I was going through my fast, that anytime you're doing a detoxification, anytime you're going through a form of elimination of toxins, these have to be released from the tissues into the bloodstream and out your digestive tract. If you're doing a fast, these can be identified, you know, for different people's needs. There's no one size fits all. But if you are doing a fast or a cleanse for radiation, you've mentioned three of the big ones. You know, oxygen, turmeric is another one, and diatomaceous earth. But this is, again, it's not going to protect you if you're getting, you know, flooded with radiation every day. It's just a help prevention.
Yeah. I mean, and what I've also found interesting is that a lot of the things that we were going to do to help us with our health are actually got contaminated by the radiation in the first place. Like you mentioned seaweed. Where does the bulk of the world's seaweed come from? Japan? Really? So you're going to get the seaweed from Japan, which is just around Fukushima, in order to help prevent the radiation? You know, and you know, it's also incidentally as good as seaweed, real weed. Okay.
Well, actually, we've got those THC receptors, right, Dinah?
Yep.
So start smoking.
I can buy a system of cannabinoid receptors waiting to light up. I mean, if you're juicing fresh cannabis leaf and bud every day, it has no hallucinogenic properties, but it is jam-packed with amino acids and chlorophylls that are crucial to the body. I've seen how this has impacted the veterans whose health was at rock bottom, veterans who 2 years prior were hefting weapons and artillery and were deployed overseas and were enormously hyper-functioning male specimens who 2 years later are shells of their former selves. And I've watched them eliminate sugar from their diet, the overwhelming meat portions from their diet, energy drinks. The military has a particular focus on energy drinks, particularly in combat areas. So during deployment, energy drinks are freely available and almost pushed on these guys, as are sodas and soda dispensing machines, all over on the bases. It's what they take with them when they go out. On a patrol, it's utterly ridiculous. They come home and they're completely and utterly dependent on these things. So you eliminate the sugars, you eliminate all the soda, the energy drinks, you cut back on the red meat, you go and, nothing against red meat, but you've got to go for grass-fed cattle, no more candies. They've got to start understanding labels and staying away from canned things. Yes, I had 3 vegetables last night, and they all came from a can, so they're good, right? No, they're not good. Canned food is inert. The only reason that they can tell you exactly what the quasi-nutritional value of something in a can is because it's been added, and it's not the real and organic nutrition. It's synthetics. So instead of food labels on canned goods, they should just have lab equipment printed on the front label. And so every can of food that you see, add the word like, L-I-K-E, because it's food, P-H-U-D-E. It's not food, F-O-O-D. And I've seen these guys with their myriad health conditions, which, of course, all flow into their mental state, their PTSD. But if you have to start somewhere. So if you start with nutrition and you start with supplements, I recommend chlorella and spirulina heavily. I also recommend magnesium, not only for the military, but for everybody. Our soils are completely depleted. Magnesium is crucial for the electromagnetic cardio activity that Vicky was talking about earlier. Our military is extremely magnesium deprived. Our male population is extremely magnesium deprived, and it's a vicious cycle because for every one of the symptoms of magnesium deficiency, there's a pharmaceutical drug that is prescribed that exacerbates the condition while masking other symptoms. So I suggest everyone be taking magnesium. I highly recommend that everybody be taking selenium. Every night you need to take selenium, glutathione, vitamin D3, and 2 or 3 drops of Lugol's iodine in some warm water. If you're on city water and you're not sure what the quality of your water is, use bottled water for that because you want to try and eliminate as much of the junk that we're surrounded with on a daily basis.
You know, I take selenium and magnesium every day, just like you recommend for the reasons you recommend. Way to go.
All I know is whenever I activate those cannabinoid receptors, my Dorito receptors fire up.
Connected to your Taco Bell receptors, right?
No. I think I have the only children in the entire United States of America that have never eaten a McDonald's. My children have never eaten from a fast food place, and then We have never shopped at a Walmart, and that's my claim to fame thus far.
One of your many claims to fame. Dean, when you're listening to this, what are you thinking in terms of these supplements and things too?
Well, I like Gary's comment. I've never heard of the Dorito receptors are a little new to me, but we're talking about it's very difficult to give people a broad stroke of nutritional advice unless you're understanding what is going on with their chemistry.
Look, Dean, I'm abroad and I don't want a stroke, so just cut to the chase. Sorry.
Exactly. It's true that these are supplements that do improve the let's say the immune response, the elimination response, the guarding against the radiation in the thyroid. But we've got to keep in mind that these are only, you know, part of the answer. We've got to be aware of what's going in our bodies as a first priority. And that means that you mentioned earlier about the veterans cutting out the sugar and energy drinks and these stimulants that they've been programmed. They literally, when you crave those things and your body's deficient, it basically disables part of your neuroreceptor responses to balance out the excitatory neurotransmitters. So these people that are doing this, the stimulants respond to the adrenal glands, trigger the response to the brain, and you end up using up more nutrients and glucose, predisposing you to more depression, a drop in energy, in severe cases, because what's happening is that they're accelerating the aging process. They're accelerating their body's ability they're degenerating at a much greater rate. They're more catabolic. And because of this, the brain doesn't have the ability to bounce back. It reverts back to a negative pattern that had been programmed into it by these substances. And, of course, I wouldn't make the least of which the argument, of course, that they're programmed, that they're, you know, dispensable, that these veterans are indoctrinated in fear and they can't, you know, break free of it by, you know, the current the people in charge. In other words, they're not empowered by saying, here's what you do for your body to make it better. We will give you drugs, to SSRI drugs, which is selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs, to mask the problem, and will create a much bigger problem. And it all goes into this disposable idea, you know, that people they don't have the power to regain their ability to make intelligent choices based on the information they're given. They're not given this information. They're only told, you know, how to, you know, pump themselves up or suppress these symptoms. They're not told how to improve their quality of life.
Well, see, and here's another aspect that I'd like to touch on as well here, is it touches on the ignorance factor, in that people will listen to experts and do what that expert tells them and not actually do any research on what that expert is telling them to do. So if you cannot explain why somebody has told you to do something or what that something does to you specifically and in a full spectrum of understanding, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. Maybe you need a bit of understanding as to what goes into your body, what it actually does, the functions, and so on and so forth. Because even if you're following good advice, you still don't understand the reason for it. And I think we're all saturated by a belief structure. I believe this is good for me because this person said to me. Incidentally, if you make up a treatment and give somebody a fake pill for it, it's 67% more effective than a drug that took billions of dollars.
I think you hit the nail on the head right there. We as a society, and I think more importantly as a global community, we have diligently and persistently been programmed to accept a higher authority of opinion. Doctors in their white coats, no offense to the doctors on the panel, but doctors in white coats that tell you something to do or that diagnose you with an illness and they tell you what they're going to do to make you better. But they're not giving you the details. They're writing a prescription. Oh, these are your symptoms. Here's a prescription. Take this. You're going to feel better. Then I ask the person, well, what is a prescription? Well, I don't know. My doctor said I need to take it. But did they tell you why to take it? People don't have an understanding. I have a lot of clients that come to me once they've exhausted their options through their health care with their doctors. They don't have one more dollar for one more copay left in their pockets. And they arrive on my doorstep and they need help. They are still sick. It's 2 years, 3 years, 4 years later.